here online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are ongoing into the attempted murder of a police officer in Derry. Two women who are living in Letterkenny after fleeing the war in Ukraine say they will never forget or forgive what has happened their country. The chair of the IFSA believes Minister Charney McConlogue has the influence to find a resolution to the Killybegs controversy. And a Donegal mother has described the situation at Letterkenny University Hospital as unsustainable after attending the ED. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news though, police in Derry are treating an attack on a police officer as attempted murder. Yesterday, a petrol bomb was thrown directly at the officer who was at the scene of a house fire in the Craigan area. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The officer was with colleagues who responded to the fire in St Cecilia's Walk, which had been reported shortly before 11 a.m. When officers were at the scene, a number of young people gathered and threw stones at them. As police remained to secure the scene throughout the afternoon, a petrol bomb which had been lit was directly thrown at an officer. Superintendent Clive Beattie says the officer acted quickly and prevented serious injury by deflecting the petrol bomb away from his body. He sustained an injury to his hand. Detectives from Criminal Investigation Branch are leading the investigation into the fire, which has been ruled deliberate, the subsequent disorder and attack on the officer. Detective Inspector Gareth Lavery is appealing to anyone who has information relating to the fire or who was in the area yesterday and witnessed what happened in St Cecilia's Walk or the attack on the police officer to come forward.
Two Ukrainian women who have sought refuge in Letterkenny say they will never forget or forgive what has happened. Ukraine has been devastated by Russian attacks, which have been raging since February. Oksana and Olana hope the conflict comes to an end. They told today's 9 till noon show that they are grateful to the people of Donegal for the support received.
I hope that war is over. I hope, but it's only my hope.
We don't know how to stop one person. And we cannot prognose, we cannot know beforehand what he thinks about. Yeah. And this mind is not a healthy mind. I think that our nation, Ukrainians, will never forgive and never forget.
We will fight for our freedom. You see, our religion of Ukrainian nation is freedom.
And we are grateful for every person who helped us in this situation, not only us, Ulyana and Oksana, but everyone, every Ukrainian family, every Ukrainian
person,
yes, children. There is lack of words to show our gratitude. Thank you.
So, and I write the describe our life for the residents of Letterkenny, for all Irish people, and say thanks for their support, for their understanding, for their nobility. You see, it's now we have the big disaster in our country, but I never forget your help, your support and your kindness.
Changes to regulations around the sale of turf has sparked outrage among some rural TDs. In response to a parliamentary question, the Environment Minister informed politicians the sale and distribution of turf will be banned from September the 1st. The change in rules is part of an update to regulations on the burning of solid fuel. Independent TD Michael Fitzmaurice says he's appalled at the move.
Distribution is distribution. If you look at the way this has been put in, it's the same wording as what's put in for drugs, to be quite honest with you. It's actually appalling. And if we want to go down the road of air quality, have a look at air quality in most parts of the rural areas. The air quality is perfect.
The chair of the Irish Fishing and Seafood Alliance believes the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has the influence to find a resolution to the Killybegs controversy. Cormac Burke says despite your playing a hand, Minister Charney McConlogue has the power to change policy. There are fears a fish weighing crisis at the harbour won't be resolved in the short term. Minister McConnell says he will ask the SFPA to meet with the local community in Killybegs. Mr Burke, however, says previous engagements with the SFPA have been futile.
Again, we'll have to go back to the minister, you know, and his comments. He has confirmed he does not have policy power. He does not have operational power over the SFPA, but he does have policy power, and therefore, through the Erectus Committee, this policies can be addressed. He also repeats Ireland has an obligation to EU regulations. But what comes before that is, where is Ireland's obligation to defend and support its own fishing industry? I think the Major Minister sidestepped some very important issues that were put clearly in front of him on Saturday, and he sidestepped them at the meeting, and he sidestepped them in interviews since that. For a start, I mean, talking about, it's quite annoying to hear him say that the concerned people in Killybegs must now engage with the SFPA. Now, I know the CEO of one of the particular organisations who has met with the SFPA on no fewer than 17 occasions, and on each time has had the door slammed in his face.
Meanwhile, a survey has revealed that the fish weighing debacle in Killybegs is adversely affecting the southwest Donegal economy. Figures compiled by the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association has revealed that hundreds of homes and workers are being impacted by the ongoing issue. Tara Dugan has more.
The association says that 239 households are directly affected by the turning away of vessels from Killybegs. This in turn is impacting up to 300 seasonal workers directly, with to date 1,773 working days lost to them collectively. The IFPEA has described the situation as a devastating blow to seasonal workers who've witnessed their duration of work already eroded due to Brexit TCA cuts in their fish quota. The association is also warning that if Killybegs can't function in line with other EU fishery harbours or ports, it will be placed at a competitive disadvantage due to what it says is an unfair interpretation of EU rules and regulations by a combination of the Department of the Marine and the SFPA. The IFPEA says this will ultimately lead to job losses and further devastating impacts for the wider community.
A Donegal mother has described the situation in Letterkenny University Hospital as unsustainable following a weekend visit to the facility. Kathleen's daughter was instructed to attend the ED on Friday night, and after a number of hours there, staff told her it could be a further 14-hour wait because her health complaint wasn't classified as urgent. The hospital said if they left, they would automatically forgo their place in the queue, but Kathleen and her daughter decided to go home. Speaking on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Kathleen says she envisages the crisis facing the hospital worsening in the time ahead.
Like, I can appreciate they're under pressure and everything's going on, you know, around them, and I can appreciate maybe they can't get the staff. But the problem lies, what my opinion is, one of the problem lies in the fact that, you know, we're trying to promote in our country all work from home. COVID has really opened up, you know, the idea of work hubs, you know, coming to rural Ireland, but nobody's looking at the infrastructure that's actually there. Nobody's looking at the health services there. Like, more and more people are coming and moving to Donegal, the poor Ukrainians that are coming. So it's more and more people, and they're going to have health issues. Mm. So, you know, the Letterkenny Hospital is not big enough. The capacity is not there. You know, to take people on. My other daughter had an injury probably about 7 or 8 weeks ago, needed an x-ray. We waited 10 hours.
There's a warning of industrial action if there isn't serious and urgent engagement with the HSE over junior doctors' working conditions. Non-consultant hospital doctors want authorities to deal with concerns over safe hours and what they describe as routine breaches of contract. An Irish Medical Organisation survey shows 2/3 of NCHDs were at high risk of burnout. Dr. John Cannon from the IMO says patients are being seen by doctors who are exhausted.
So no doctor ever wants to even consider industrial action. It leaves a very sour taste in our mouths and a pit in the bottom of our stomachs. We have to remember that we have to consider patient safety first. No one in Ireland wants their mother, their father, their brother, sister to walk into an Irish hospital and to be treated by an exhausted, burnt out doctor.
Questions are being asked over why a MICA meeting wasn't facilitated between the Taoiseach and Donegal County Council. Micheál Martin was in Donegal last weekend and met with a number of affected homeowners and the Mica Action Group. However, it's thought the Taoiseach should have met with the council also to discuss issues relating to the current 90-10 scheme and the upcoming enhanced scheme. Mica Action Group PRO Michael Doherty says it was a missed opportunity.
One thing that didn't happen last weekend and should have happened last weekend, in my mind, and I think the question needs answered, as to how come Donegal County Council did not have a meeting with the Taoiseach. Why was that not arranged in advance? And it is obvious that it should have been, because with 350 applications stalled, the Donegal County Council is the heart in the administration of the 90-10 scheme, the current scheme, and yet nobody saw it fit to ask for that meeting. Donegal County Council should have been asking for help, should have been saying to the Taoiseach's office, we really need this to happen so as we can explain our cause and have people understand, have the Taoiseach understand why this scheme is stalled effectively at the moment. That didn't seem to have happened, or if it was requested, how come it wasn't honoured? I'm not sure which of the two it is. All I do know is it didn't happen and it should have happened. And if it hadn't been for our MAG meeting with the Taoiseach, the business meeting that we asked for and insisted upon, then I'm not sure, you know, would have been any further at all, and a massive opportunity missed in terms of the Taoiseach being here. But it wasn't missed from our part, and we can hold our heads high on that one. So I think that still needs answered. I would like to see the answer on that. I thought maybe that last council meeting this week would have referenced that, but it didn't seem to.
The co-leader of the Social Democrats says there should be an independent report into the handling of Dr. Tony Houlihan's appointment to Trinity College. The outgoing CMO withdrew from the process on Saturday after controversy over the arrangement. Minister Stephen Donnelly is receiving a comprehensive report from the Secretary General at the Department of Health, Robert Watt, on the issue. Deputy Roisin Shortall says the report needs to be published.
Sure, it is important, obviously, that we get to see the report itself. But I must say I have a difficulty with Robert Watt being asked to produce the report. He's the person who's at the centre of this entire debacle. And I must say I would prefer to see an independent person carrying out a report.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. Derry will be without Kieran McFaul for the upcoming championship campaign. Boss Rory Geller confirmed McFaul will not be available to the Oakleaf County ahead of their quarter-final with either Fermanagh or Tyrone. Geller told the Irish News he was disappointed at the Glenman's commitment levels since the very start of the year. It's understood McFaul could play his summer football in America. On the plus side for Derry, Gareth McInnes and Padraig Cassidy should be available for the championship game on the May Bank holiday weekend. Tipperary manager Colin Bonner says it will be very difficult for Seamus Callanan to play in this year's Munster Hurling Championship. The former Hurler of the Year confirmed last month he'd missed the games with Waterford and Clare due to a hand injury. But Bonner's revealed that Callanan has suffered an infection in the hand, which is likely to rule him out of their remaining games with Limerick and Cork. On this week's DL debate, there's reaction from a mixed weekend for Donegal teams. There's Maxi Kern and Eve McLaughlin on the ladies' defeat to Meath yesterday. Mickey McCann on the hurlers' opening championship win. And Gary Duffy reflects on the under-20s bowing out of the Ulster campaign. Plus, Brendan Devaney talks with chief sports writer with the Star, Donegal man Kieran Cunningham. It's all part of the DL debate tonight, which will air just after the 7 o'clock news, and later in the evening will be podcasted on highlandradio.com. On the golf front, their Masters exploits have all given Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power a bump up in the latest world rankings. McIlroy, finishing second, has seen him move up two places to seventh. Lowry's up five places to 30 after his tying for third at Augusta. And Power's up one place to 40, courtesy of his share of 27th. The Masters is still the only major golf tournament that McIlroy has yet to win. He says he's starting to feel more comfortable at Augusta.
I'm getting the hang of this place after 14 years of trying. So, you know, whatever happens, you know, I'll keep coming back and keep trying.
Romelu Lukaku is out of Chelsea's Champions League quarter-final second leg away to Real Madrid tomorrow night. The Belgium striker has an Achilles injury. Chelsea are 3-1 down from the first leg. In rugby, Robert Bellacoon has signed a new long-term contract with Ulster. The winger scored a hat-trick of tries in Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup win away to Toulouse. Bellacoon's new deal will keep him in Belfast until 2025. While Graham Rowntree is poised to be named as the new head coach at Munster, replacing Juan van Gran, who leaves for Bath in the summer. Northwest athletes finished with a tally of 2 golds, 2 silvers and 1 bronze in throws competitions at the weekend's Irish Universities Intervarsities in Carlow. James Kelly of Finn Valley, representing ATU, had an excellent weekend, taking gold in the shot put with a fine throw of 16.57 metres. While in the hammer throw final, Brendan O'Donnell of Lufford AC, representing DCU, continued his good form, taking gold in the event with a throw of 58.73 metres. And Gareth Crawford of Lufford Strabane AC, representing University of Ulster, took silver in the javelin with a fine throw of 61.97. And it was a Northwest second, third and fourth finish in the men's weight for distance 35 pound category, with James Kelly taking silver, Crawford took bronze and O'Donnell finished in fourth. Finally in boxing, the Ulster finals for boys and girls 11, 12 and 13 years of age took place in Newry on Sunday, and 15 Donegal boxers were crowned champions and will now go forward to the national championships that will take place in Dublin from the 18th to the 23rd of April. And on Sunday, the Donegal boxing team faced a highly rated Mayo team in Knockmore Community Centre, and the Donegal Punchers recorded an 11 bouts to 10 victory. Meanwhile, squad training for Donegal boxers will take place on Thursday night in the Twin Towns Boxing Club, and that starts at 7 o'clock sharp. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And we're turning to some news. A number of trucks continue to block the East Link near Dublin's Docklands. Around 20 vehicles have blocked the East Link since early this morning in protest over the rise in fuel prices. They say they'll stay there as long as it takes until demands such as slashing the cost of fuel and the immediate resignation of Minister Eamon Ryan are met. Independent TD Richard O'Donoghue supports the demonstration and has accused the government of not listening.
We've had debate after debate after debate in Leinster House about the fuel costs. I gave them a way that they could actually help every single person in Ireland by capping the fuel cost for tax purposes. And when it goes above that, we pay the increase in fuel prices, but we do not pay tax.
Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a large clearance of trees at Arts Forest Park. The popular amenity near Creeslaw is home to a vast number of mature trees and wildlife. However, it's understood that a substantial amount of trees have been taken away in recent weeks. It's not yet known why such a significant felling has taken place, but it's thought it could be a sustainable move by culture and that the trees were purposely grown for wood. Christina Ferry, who regularly forages in the area, has described the site as utter destruction.
I used to go mushroom picking there, and I used to take a lot of friends out there to teach them about mushrooms. And there's a beautiful picnic area. There's some steps up to a height, you know, and my son absolutely loves it there. But the whole forest is gone. It has been completely cleared. They even took out, you know, all the broadleaf trees. Everything is gone. And it's not being just clear felled. It's been absolutely savaged. And I am just utterly shocked that this is possible in Arts Forest, that this has been treated by culture in such a savage way.
Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConlogue was at Donegal ATU's Killybegs campus today to launch the Killybegs Marine Cluster. The cluster is one of 12 on the island of Ireland and is part of Enterprise Ireland's national clustering programme and is the only one dedicated to the blue economy. Minister McConlogue says when the former Killybegs Catering College was taken over by the former NYIT, it was a very important milestone in the town's development. Speaking ahead of today's event, he says the incorporation of Killybegs into the ATU will be vital in achieving the cluster's aims.
What Letterkenny have done in relation to adding to and developing the Catering College in Killybegs legs into a much wider project. First of all, backing the catering college, which is really important, but also looking at how Killybegs and the campus there can be part of the developing the blue and the ocean economy in the years ahead, particularly around renewable energy, has been really representative of how the LYT over the years and decades have driven forward the development of our county and our economy, because there's a massive space and there's massive potential now in the blue economy, in renewable energy. In the decades ahead, we're going to see absolute transformation in relation to our economy through offshore renewable energy, and it's really important that we are at the forefront of that Donegal, in terms of our harbours and ports, are at the forefront of that, and also that our businesses, which are already very well set up for and Killybegs is a tremendous example of this, are really well set up as it is at the moment for supporting the marine and the fisheries industry, that we build on that capacity and potential that is there, so that we're able to service the new blue economy that will emerge over the next number of decades and ensure that it returns in terms of income for the county and the well-being of the people of the county.
P&O Ferries has resumed passenger services between Scotland and Northern Ireland after saying tourist travel wouldn't restart until Thursday. It's confirmed there will be 3 sailings per day. It's after the company sacked 800 employees with no notice last month, replacing them with cheaper agency workers. With an eye mostly cloudy with scattered showers this evening and moderately fresh and gusty east to southeast winds. Cloudy tonight with isolated showers and lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines. Police in Derry are treating an attack on a police officer as attempted murder. Yesterday a petrol bomb was thrown directly at the officer who was at the scene of a house fire in the Craigan area. 2 Ukrainian women who have sought refuge in Letterkenny say they will never forget or forgive what has happened. Ukraine has been devastated by Russian attacks, which have been raging since February. The chair of the Irish Fishing and Seafood Alliance believes the Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has the influence to find a resolution to the Killybegs controversy. Cormac Burke says despite Europe playing a hand, Minister Charlie McConlogue has the power to change policy. And a Donegal mother has described the situation in Letterkenny University Hospital as unsustainable following a weekend visit to the facility. Kathleen's daughter was instructed to attend the ED on Friday night, and after a number of hours there, staff told her that it could be a further 14-hour wait because her health complaint wasn't classed as urgent. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, April the 11th. The death has occurred of Bridget Rogers, Naim McMullen, Upper Kildrum, Killay. Her remains are reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral leaving there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Killay, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment immediately afterwards in Newton Cunningham Cemetery. The death has occurred of Marion Love, née Doherty, Mill Bay, Castle Quarter, Inch Island. Removal from Murphy's funeral home tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to her late residence. Removal on Wednesday morning at 10:15 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. House is private to family and friends only, and on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has taken place of Edith Kelly, Klaus Podrick, Karen Donna. Edith's remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:40 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by cremation in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. And the death has taken place of Annie Ward, née McCluskey, in her 101st year, 56 Lisnar Road, Dunamana, reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killeany at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Motor Neuron, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Dunahidi Parish YouTube. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.